the contribution of Nelson to Napoleon's defeat, is that great? Obviously it secured England from the threat of invasion.
No, I don't think so. I think the key point is the Royal Navy was already in a very strong position when the war started in 1793. They defeat the French fleet at sea in 1794. They then, as I said, defeated the Spanish fleet and the Dutch fleet. Nelson's victory at the Battle of the Nile in 1798 is brilliant. It destroys a French small fleet of 13 vessels. I think he sinks or beaches about 10 out of the 13 French ships. It's a stunning naval victory, but it doesn't alter things very much. I mean, it's brilliant for morale, and it helps to stimulate Naples and eventually the Habsburg monarchy to come back into the war. And it humiliates the French, but it doesn't alter the French war effort. So if you like, the Royal Navy is already doing the job it has to do in blockading the French, in securing the British commercial sea lanes, and so on. Trafalgar, again, I think helps obviously to raise morale in Britain itself, where there had been a fear of invasion in 03 to 05, and it obviously acts as a tremendous stimulus there. But there was no reality. I mean, the French could never have invaded if they had been disastrous militarily. I think it was a kind of sword waving. It was bombast by Napoleon. And as soon as he has an excuse when the Habsburgs come back into the war, he heads off to Central Europe to fight in Austria with his army from the northern French coast. So it confirms the superiority of the Royal Navy big time, but it doesn't alter the balance, really, of the war. Although navalists will get terribly upset when you say that.